we've been preparing since early in the year and played a lot of challenge games and done a good bit of training. Tremendous response from all the players, in fairness, and we're anxious now, I mean, to get out on the field on Wednesday night and just see how it goes and you give a good account of ourselves, you know.
Okay, well, a couple of things there. Well, first of all, what sort of challenge matches have you played, and how would you feel about your preparation in that sense?
Our preparation early in the year in February and March was quite good. We used CIT as our base, and they've been very good to us out there. And we've done a lot of training and played a good few challenge matches against Intercounty, Galway, Roscommon, Kildare, and then we had a team in the Leinster League as well. When we had three more games there with Wexford, Dublin, and Kildare again, ironically. So we have, you know, we're pleased enough from the number of intercounty games we've got. Our preparation the last few weeks has been quite fragmented, I suppose, because of local championships involving club under 21 and club minor, which have been ongoing for the last 2 weeks. Which means we really haven't done a whole pile in the last few weeks, you know.
And as regards that Leinster League, in terms of that being, you know, competitive matches, how did you get on in those?
Oh yeah, it was a very worthwhile exercise. We had to travel away for all the games, obviously. We played Dublin, Parnell Park, Kildare in Newbridge, and Wexford down in New Ross, and they were very competitive games played as a championship like atmosphere, really. We drew with Dublin after a tremendous game, and just about beat Kildare, and lucky to beat Wexford by a point. So we had, you could say we had the good, the bad and the ugly all within 3 weeks, but it was a great exercise and it was great for the lads to get that exposure in competitive intercounty games.
Yeah, that's a great bit of momentum to go into a Munster Championship with as well.
It is, well, I think it's more important it's very important for, we have a brand new team this year. We only had one lad from last year, Nathan Walsh from Douglas. We had a couple of panellists as well, but so it was important that they get exposed to playing intercounty minor at a high intensity, which is the big difference between club and intercounty. And there's no doubt that the Leinster League ticked all those boxes, you know.
And even for yourselves as a management team, I'd say you got great value out of it.
Oh, we did. We're brand new, and it's our first year together. And there's no doubt you're correct there, Lisa. There's a learning experience in that for all of us. In terms of what way we want to play and how we're getting on and how we transmit our instructions to players and how we set up. And so yeah, it was equally as good for us, absolutely. If we didn't learn from that, we shouldn't be there really.
Yeah, great stuff. You've mentioned there you've just one survivor from last year's team or panel, group of players, a couple of panellists. But so Brian, it's a largely new group and largely new pool of talent. How would you assess it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is, which is quite unusual. In fairness, Cork Miners last year were extremely unlucky, which they have been for the last number of years. It is essentially a team that they'll all be making their debuts, except for Nathan Walsh next Wednesday night. I suppose that's the way with underage, particularly with minor. I suppose at under 21, you kind of pick from 3 years, and generally you'll have a core of players, but with minor, you know, sometimes you may have a few 17s. Now we have about 6 or 7 on this year's panel, but they're a good footballing team. They're fairly well organised, and they're a very tight bunch, I think, you know, which hopefully that will help them next Wednesday night, you know.
And against Tipperary for your opener, a quarter final, it's at Porky Rin. What do we expect of this Tipperary side? Obviously, they're underage and through to under 21. You can see it going through to senior now as well. But Tipperary football is on the up.
It is. They're putting a huge amount of work up there. If you do put in the work, you will get the results. Tipper seem to benefit to that. They got the All-Ireland final last year. Under 21 All Ireland final, and they were should possibly have beaten Kelly under 21 this year. I was involved with this team up along with 15s and 14s, 15s and 16s, and we would have played Tip in various competitions every year, and there's never been more than a point between them, you know. So I expect a titanic struggle on Wednesday night, and anyone who takes tip football for granted is living in cuckoo land, really, you know.
Have you had a chance to see them, though, in some of their maybe pre-season games?
Saw them in one Leinster League game only when they were very early in the season, something I wouldn't read too much into. Just know that, like ourselves, they're well organised, playing an awful lot of challenge games. And you can see there, even the Clanmel School got to the Corneberry final. So they have four or five players on that. So, you know, we have a little bit of homework done, but not a huge amount. There's not a huge amount you can do for a first round game anyway, you know.
It's just very important to hit the ground running, I suppose. So would you say that the lads are well tuned in now this week?
I think so. We have to. A lot of them are still only 17, and some more, you know. And a lot of them won't be 18, so they're only youngsters. So they are getting a bit hyped up about it now, all right? Which is great. It's great for them. It's great that they get a chance to represent their county here in Cork, and we hope there'll be an appreciative crowd will come out to support them, because it is a big day for them, you know. We're trying to keep the pressure away from them, obviously, but they're a good bunch, and they're a very good bunch of club to work with. They're incredibly committed.
Excellent. And as you say, with the support element, getting home advantage, that's important. And I know we had disappointment for the seniors last Sunday with the relegation, but fantastic scenes in Tralee last Thursday night with the under-21s. And we'd hope then that, you know, that sort of momentum will come through to the minors and we'll get a good crowd in Porcaribuan Wednesday night.
Absolutely. I think we mustn't forget the minor hurlers down in Waterford either last
Wednesday
night. And the under-21s. But you could, even if you look at the game on Thursday night, you know, a pint, and you'll find that at this level, a lot of games are very, very close, and you need a bit of luck, you know. Kieran Histon made a great take off the ball up the line, the 3-1, that kind of swung the game, really. So hopefully the home support and then playing in Parky Ring, where we've had one or two training sessions, will help us on the night, you know. But it's very hard to gauge how youngsters will react to every hopefully it'll go fine from where we've done as much as we can do anyway, you know. There's no doubt about that.
This is it. When do you anticipate announcing your team, Brian?
We're due to go training this evening in Parky Ring, but I think we'll need life jackets. So we'll meet this evening, and the West Cork under-21 was on last night, so we had three players playing there. The city has been called off this morning, so we just met the three lads from last night have come through okay, and we'll pick it. And I think the county board announced it either tonight or tomorrow morning. I'm not quite sure on that, Lisa.
Excellent. Look, Brian, the very best luck to you on Wednesday night. We'll be down there, so we'll speak to you after the game.
Thank you very much, Lisa, and thanks for all your promotion of the games.